Our business news starts with high-risk home loans causing headaches on Wall Street. Stock prices are relatively steady after yesterday's 240-point drop in the Dow Jones Industrial Average. The sell-off was sparked by more bad news from companies that specialize in subprime home loans. Those are loans to people with weak credit. As late payments on these mortgages rise, so do fears that the fallout could spread to other businesses. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Shakespeare warned, "Neither a borrower nor a lender be." Subprime lenders were both, and their story, like Hamlet's, may end badly. As lenders, the subprime companies made home loans to high-risk customers who've been defaulting on their mortgages at alarming rates. The companies also borrowed money from Wall Street, which now, in some cases, is cutting off their credit. That's what happened to New Century Financial, whose Wall Street bankers put a stop to its borrowing. New Century had more bad news yesterday, saying a federal grand jury and the Securities Exchange Commission both want to see some of its records. Other subprime lenders are also scrambling to find enough money to keep their doors open. Economist Nigel Gault of Global Insight says the whole mortgage food chain is getting more skittish about lending money.
What we're finding now is that a lot of the loans were made, particularly in 2005 and 2006, with hindsight were bad loans, shouldn't have been made, and the market is now correcting, and it may well be a painful correction.
The head of the nation's biggest mortgage company, Countrywide Financial, warned of a liquidity crisis in the industry, saying nervous Wall Street investors are throwing the baby out with the bathwater. That view is shared by Jay Brinkman, vice president of the Mortgage Bankers Association.
The first reaction of the market is, let me get out and see what's happening and see how I want to get back in. As we see in any kind of situation like this, there is an immediate overreaction, and it will take a while then to swing back.
In the meantime, Brinkman says home loans will be harder to come by, and that could delay recovery in the housing market from late 2007 until early next year. Scott Horsley, NPR News.